All right, time to catch up for our weekly chat about what is happening in the city of Greater Bendigo. Craig Neiman, the CEO, joins us. Craig, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. Good
morning.
I guess the big news today, obviously, is the easing of restrictions.
Yeah, it was good news yesterday that restrictions ease as of midnight tonight. So no stay-at-home requirements for us in central Victoria. Shepparton's a bit different, of course. They've still got restrictions. Can travel within regional Victoria, which is good. Some early learning goes back and prep to year two. I think there's a lot of parents will be happy that the prep to year twos will be going back to school for the next week or so.
Yeah.
No authorised worker permit requirements, which is helpful as well. Other challenges come with it, though. There is restrictions on hospitality, and it must be so frustrating for them. As to have to work out whether they can or can't open and whether it's viable for them to open. Lots of people want them to open, and they get caught between a rock and a hard place in a lot of ways. But good that things are on the improve, hopefully, and we can stay open for a long time.
Yeah, indeed. Just with the going back to school too, I see a note went out to teachers to say if they wouldn't mind, if they could just drop a few F-bombs in and yell a bit, because that's the sort of thing that's been going on with a lot of the homeschooling.
Make it normal.
Yeah, just ease it back in just a wee bit.
I like the way with the easing of restrictions, a gin breakfast can come back on the wake-up call. Oh, I've missed that. So tell us about the GB magazine, Craig. Great production you do there.
Yeah, we're really proud of this one, Steve. It's a quarterly production. We produce it in-house. So we write all the stories, all the photos, the layout and everything's produced internally. It's obviously printed externally, but a really good distribution to every household across the municipality, lots of local information, lots of project updates. There's always a bit from the mayor. There's information about councillors. There's lots on projects and updates on, where we're heading with waste and all those sorts of things. So a really good read and something you sort of pick up, read a couple of stories and then put it down and pick it up later on and have another look. So really good. We're really proud of the what goes in there, and it's really one of our ways of communicating with all of the community and hoping that they, understand and appreciate what local government delivers in their community.
High production values on that one.
Very good. Yeah. Mm. Now, I see another survey of planning about future curbside collections. I always thought a curbside collection was me about midnight on a Saturday night trying to get a cab. But no, it's a little more detailed than that.
This is about our waste.
Robbo wouldn't be the first time he ended up in the recycling bin.
Well,
don't you?
I was going to say I was a bit wasted. I was a bit wasted on a few of those occasions. Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
So we know we've got three bins at home. We've got a general waste bin, which is usually red lid, a recycling bin, which is probably yellow or blue lid, and an organics bin, which is a green lid. And we're doing a bit of work and we want to survey the community to understand how much they put in each of those bins and whether they'd be interested in changing the frequency of collection. And one of the things we're thinking about is we've currently got a weekly household or general waste bin collection and a fortnightly recycled, and whether we would go to a fortnightly of each and whether that's viable. It would save us money, would save the community money and be more efficient. So we want to understand what people, how much they put in their bins, whether they would favour going to a different frequency of collection, and that'll help us plan for future waste and working towards zero waste, which is effectively trying to make sure we put nothing in the landfill.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's very interesting.
Big piece of work.
Yeah, it could be a bit of trouble with the recycle bin, I reckon, going to a fortnight.
Rob, I've talked about Let's Talk Greater Bendigo. That's where you go to have look on this survey.
Oh, okay.
So it's icon on our website, Let's Talk Greater Bendigo, and they can go there and find the curbside collection survey.
Yeah, okay. And a skip needed in certain parts of Bendigo. Right. So, I like the idea of the regional rail revival. Is it actually going to be a service that you can get on for passenger travel, or is it one of those sort of touristy things?
No, definitely passenger travel. So the state government is building new stations at, or upgrading, a new station at Epsom. Sorry, there is a station at Epsom. There'll be a new station at Huntly, and then they'll upgrade the one at Gornong, and they're going to upgrade the station at Raywood. And this is to encourage more people to use the service that live out in those parts that are coming into work into Bendigo or coming in to do business in Bendigo to to actually use the train service rather than drive their car. That's why it's called Bendigo Metro Rail, or this one's called Bendigo Metro 3. It's the third stage of upgrades. And there'll be some line upgrades as well as station upgrades. So all on the north side of Bendigo. And as I said, trying to encourage people to think about alternative ways of getting in and out of Bendigo. There should be plenty of services available in the future.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Craig. Thank you so much for your time, as always. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Steve.
Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call.